Well, here we are, a week beyond Christmas. And you haven't said it, but many people are saying it. Things are getting back to normal. Folks, that is true only if you know what normal is. And so that's where we're going this morning in this message. Back to normal? What is it in us that is thrilled and excited by holiday celebrations on the one hand, and then is so eager to return to life as usual, which is to say, life as it was before the celebration? And to put it a bit cynically, God's annual intrusion into our culture, into our culture's consciousness, had hardly left a footprint on the world's agenda except a new record against which to measure next year's shopping spree. Or were there moments when a young person, a little person, peeked into a manger scene for the first time, innocently over the side of a small and miniature manger, and wondered what that was all about? Were there small moments of reflection when we older folk thought about the song that says, "Glory to God in the highest," and the one that repeats over and over, "Glory, glory, glory, glory to God in the highest"? And we remembered when we were those little people, and the adults would sing that, and it would touch something deep inside of us, and just for a moment, we thought about the shepherds who were afraid when they heard that first glory sang to them. And then jubilant praise was offered when they came to the stable and found Mary and Joseph, and there in the manger a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. And the word of the angel, "This is He." Were there surprising moments of gratitude when someone who was burdened by a sense of sin suddenly realized that Christmas is the time when the Savior of the world came? And it's not a sentence of doom for failures, but it's a joy and a hope and an expression and a dawning of hope for a new beginning. We watched this year once again the story of Christmas as told by Charlie Brown and all the gang. And there's that powerful moment when Charlie Brown says, "You know, Linus, I really don't understand what Christmas is all about." And Linus says, "Well, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." And he begins to quote from Luke chapter 2. And we hear that and we paint a mental picture of it. But John this morning in the passage that I've chosen gives us another look, a deeper look, and sometimes it's difficult to fathom the profound words of John when he tells us why the birth of Jesus was so important. Let's listen to it from John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, and 14. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. As we ponder those words, those opening words from the Gospel of John, we have to understand that it's not just an annual nudge to be a little more generous and a little less judgmental. Our Christmas celebration is an annual witness to that event 2,000 years ago in which all of history changed forever. And it demands that our priorities be completely reordered, and nothing can ever be the same as it was before because of that baby born in Bethlehem so long ago. Christmas is the abnormal, extraordinary, unusual day on the calendar that declares that we should no longer think of any day as normal or ordinary or usual. That first Christmas, an amazing miracle happened. An extraordinary event. That first Christmas, God entered the world to walk among us and walk alongside of us. That first Christmas, the Word of God became flesh. In an inevitable process that no politician, no army, no nation can thwart, either by orchestrated insanity or by unspeakable atrocities, either by rampant materialism or a steady diet of amusement, everything is coming into its proper place because of that birth, because of that baby that was born, because God came in flesh to be born among us. And life has its only real meaning in Jesus Christ, the Word of God. The world may be too preoccupied with its busyness to acknowledge the truth. Dictators and business tycoons may ignore it. Shoppers and moviegoers may be ignorant of it. Scholarships and tramps may be unaware. But everything is brought into focus in Jesus Christ. And as far as God is concerned, Jesus Christ is the center of the entire universe and all of history. Nothing has happened apart from Jesus. No fact, no object, no thought, no emotion, no deed. No institution has significance apart from Jesus. No government, no school, no economic system. No relationship has significance apart from Jesus. No friendship, no marriage, no employment, no rulership. Only as they are focused through the lens of truth of Jesus Christ are any relationships genuine, are any institutions worthy, are any facts, objects, thoughts, emotions important at all. Because only in Jesus are they seen in the light of the truth of God's purpose for all of His creation. Only in Jesus are heaven and earth joined in redemptive fellowship through the Creator. Only in Jesus are human pride and fear and jealousy and greed and hatred overcome by thoughts of the ultimate truth, the Word of God made flesh and dwelling among us, revealed to us in the very person of Jesus Christ. Shocked by the truth that it had taken three visitors to remind him, Ebenezer Scrooge, in Charles Dickens' great Christmas Carol, announces near the end of the story that he is going to keep the spirit of Christmas throughout the year. And perhaps you can imagine that a fictional character like Ebenezer Scrooge might be able to do that, but 100 messages from the culture that surrounds us causes us to think of the realities of business and the requirements of school and the duties of family life, tells us that the meaning of Christmas is not quite real, but that's the false message. Doesn't it seem these days that Christmas is an annual pause in things as usual. And then it's back to the truth of Madison Avenue. It tries to deny it. As Wall Street tries to define it. As Hollywood tries to define it. As the Pentagon tries to define it. As you and I might try to define it. Madison Avenue and Wall Street and Hollywood and the Pentagon and even we ourselves, none of those is the Word of God. None of those is the rightful focus of our existence and of all creation, the world and everything that's in it. None of those can reveal to us the true purpose of life and our part in it, what is expected of us, and how we should show gratitude for what we have been given. Jesus Christ is the Word of God, the light, the revelation, the truth that stands above and judges every fact and object and relationship. Jesus Christ is the focus, the truth, the hub, the pivot around all which all history turns. Jesus Christ is the norm, the standard, the measure of significance and worthiness and goodness of every human thought and word and deed. Not just a teacher, but His very life and death and resurrection are what God wants us to learn. Not just an example, He Himself is the way and the truth and the life. Not just a character in a charming story that we like to recite once a year. He is the person whose birth, whose life, whose death, and whose continuing life has real importance for every race, every nation, every generation. No event of history is truer than Jesus Christ. Not storms, not wars, not conquests, not recession. No threat to human existence is truer than Jesus Christ. Not disease, not hunger, not injustice, not oppression. No enemy of human hope is truer than Jesus Christ. Not pain, not divorce, not unemployment, not even death. The Word of God, which is Jesus Christ, existed before time was, and will exist as history comes to an end. All creation was made in Him and through Him. All things have meaning and worth and destiny only in relationship to Him. Everything out there that competes for our attention and our allegiance is secondary to the truth of God coming to us through Jesus Christ. The Word of God that became flesh and lived among us that first Christmas so long ago. And whether they're aware of the truth or not, whether they acknowledge the truth or not, whether they honor the truth or not, every person and every event that ever was revolves around Him. He is the meaning. He is the focus. He is the center. And you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, know the truth. You and I have seen the miracle of the manger. You and I must never think of Christmas as a diversion, as an interruption, as an abnormal suspension of daily reality. God coming into the world in Jesus Christ is the one truth, the one reality that should be our focus in life. We must never allow all of the competing claims of all the other days of the year to deceive us or distract us or to misdirect us or mislead us. We must allow our lives to be ruled by the truth of Christmas, so that Jesus Christ, the Word of God, who was in the beginning with God, remains the center on which our life, like all of history, is focused. Listen again to what John said. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. For what has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. things back to normal? That is true only if you know what normal is. And normal is Jesus Christ the Lord.